Welcome back to the Wise Up, Rise Up podcast, y'all. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode. Today's episode that I want to talk about is why do they act like they don't understand what the fuck you be saying? Listen, at the end of the day, a manipulative person, a person who is either a narcissist or has narcissistic traits, a lot of times they will manipulate what you are, they won't validate, first of all, what you're feeling, right? Or what you're saying. They will literally then turn around and manipulate everything that's coming out of your mouth. And the reason for this that I want to help people to understand, right? Because we sit there and we drive ourselves crazy. I'm trying to understand why is it this motherfucking person won't understand what I'm saying? Why is it that this person won't acknowledge what I'm saying, like, or acknowledge how I'm feeling? Like, I don't know. And you drive yourself crazy. You beat your head against the wall trying to understand why this person is just not even acknowledging how you're feeling. You could be crying. You could be pleading. You could be begging. You could be just trying so hard to get them to understand what you're trying to say. And no matter what you say, no matter what you do, they are not trying to hear it, right? And they're trying to, you know, literally beat around the bush in taking accountability on what you're trying to say to them in the situation, right? It could be, let's say, there's a lot of times I used to do this. I used to like try to admit my wrongs so that maybe they can understand that, hey, if she's admitting, you know, part of the situation, because it always takes two in a situation, then hey, maybe they might feel like, okay, yeah, she's kind of like admitting some of her wrongs, so you know what, I'll step up and take some accountability as well. No. When you are dealing with a toxic motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Like, either, like I said, a narcissist or a person who has narcissistic traits, part of their personality is that they do not want to get their ego bruised, right? Ultimately, that's what it is. That's what really fucks up a lot of relationships, is people are standing too much in their ego, right? And their ego tells them all these stories inside of their head and how they are not wrong. They did nothing at all wrong. And their ego just roadblocks them from looking in the mirror and taking accountability of shit that they do wrong. And like I said, this is why a lot of times relationships, you know, there's a lot of arguments or things don't really work out. You know, it's because they're literally fighting each other through, you know, their ego not getting bruised. Their ego, them not wanting their ego to get bruised. And part of that is because, like, trauma, I would say, as a child, a lot of people dealt with trauma where, you know, they had to ignore their feelings, right? They had to push it down because their parents didn't listen to them, or they would get in trouble for crying, or, you know what I mean? A lot of things with a lot of people who deal with these, not taking, you know, emotional stress and not being able to take accountability for shit that they do, or them trying to like literally flip the script and turn it around on you. It's because they have their own fucking trauma that they dealt with when they were younger, that as they grew older, like a shadow, because a lot of people have a lot of shadows following, a lot of toxic shadows following them around, right? And a lot of people don't look inward to work on those shadows. And some people don't even understand those shadows, and that's parts of themselves. And that's what it is. A lot of people are walking around not even knowing who the fuck they really are. And that's including us. You know, like, it takes time. It takes effort to work on yourself mentally and emotionally to heal those traumas from your past childhood, right? That a lot of people don't want to acknowledge. So they find distractions. They get into relationships with people that they know are not, that are toxic for them, are not good for them. Or, you know what I mean? Like, they just follow these patterns. And a lot of us have it. You know what I mean? And if you don't work on yourself mentally, emotionally, if you don't take the time to invest inside of yourself, love on yourself, and really work on yourself, like, you're going to find yourself in these toxic relationships. You're going to find yourself in situations where maybe you find a good person who has worked on themselves, and then you fuck it up, fuck up the relationship, or you don't know how to handle the relationship, or you don't know how to be in the relationship because of your own traumas. So at the end of the day, a lot of people don't want to take accountability for their shit because of the fact that their ego, right? And like I said, a lot of these motherfuckers will manipulate you, gaslight you, try to flip the script because they don't want... It's easier for them to do these things on their end, even though it's hurting you, even though it's affecting you, so that they don't have to look themselves in the mirror, so they don't have to take accountability for the shit that they do, right? And if you see, this is why it's so important to look at these red flags. If you see that you're talking to somebody and you see that, you know, hey, maybe they have, you know, emotional issues where they can't deal with their emotions. They can't, you know, handle talking to you when you're crying. Or so these are fucking red flags that you need to look out for, that you need to understand fully that it's not, it doesn't have to do always about you. And sometimes you have to understand, hey, that person may be battling some real fucked up shit with inside themselves, and they don't know how to deal with your emotions. They don't know how to deal with you because you are an emotional being and they are not, right? And they ran from that from their whole life, and then they meet somebody like you who, like, literally, you know, pours out their emotions, or, you know, takes accountability for their actions, and that's all new to them, and maybe they can't handle it, right? You have to understand these red flags with this person, and you have to know what works best for you. Now, I'm not saying all the time you need to run from a situation like this, because, hey, some people are just unaware of how their toxic traits and how they are, and if they really do, you know, see value in you, or see that they need to change with inside themselves and see that something's wrong and that they're willing to change, then great. That's something to invest into. That's something to work on with that person. And hey, maybe God put you inside of their life for a reason, to so that you can show them what love is. Or maybe you can show them, you know, like a mirror for them to look in the mirror and see all the things that they need to work on. And maybe, you know, you're that person, their light and shining night, you know, that's going to help them, you know, fight through their battles and get through what they need to get through. You know, every situation is different. But when you see a toxic motherfucker that every time is manipulating, never wants to take accountability, always gaslighting you when you bring shit up that they have done to you, you know what I'm trying to say? Like, you have to know what enough is enough looks like for you. You have to know when it's time to walk away, when it's time to say, you know what, I'm not willing to invest my time, my energy into this person, because I see they're not investing their time and their energy in making a change and wanting to evolve and wanting to grow, right? And a lot of relationships, you'll spend 10, you know, 5, 4, 3 years with somebody that you see, they're showing you who the fuck they are, but it's the stories that you create inside of your head wanting to stay with that person, like, keeps you stagnant, keeps you, like, stuck in that situation where you know it's not meant for you, but you keep holding on thinking that one day this person's gonna change, listen, somebody is only gonna change unless they want to change, and just because they have not changed yet doesn't mean that you need to stick around to when they do decide to change. No. If you really love somebody, you release them, you let them go, allow them to find themselves. Sometimes people need space in order for them to find themselves, in order for them to, like, look themselves in the mirror, so they can have that time where they're not investing into somebody else, but they're investing into themselves, right? Because somebody can only love you, first of all, the best in ability and they know how to, right? Based on how they love themselves, and based on the ability and how you show them how to love you, based off on how you show how to love yourself, right? So if you sit there and you tolerate bullshit over and over and over and over again, you're showing that motherfucker how they need to show up inside of your life to treat you. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta wake the fuck up to stand in your love for yourself, to say, no, I deserve better. No, I want more for myself. and make the change for yourself. And as you make the change for yourself, then who knows, if you guys are destined to be together, then in the future, you guys will align with each other. And if you're not, then you're working on yourself. You're showing yourself respect, love. You're showing yourself that you value yourself. So then you'll attract somebody else who will literally stand in that same power and come and meet you on that level that you have elevated on. It's always a win. Trust me, I know it sucks in the time that, let's say, you're not with that person anymore, or you're going through the shit and you're debating if you need to leave this relationship or whatever. But I guarantee you, as you stand in this facts to wise up and rise up above your life and listening to what I'm sharing with you, then you'll see more clarity and understanding the red flags. You'll see more clarity and understanding what you need to work on for yourself to elevate, to love yourself, to value yourself, to attract better into your life. It all comes back down to you. It all comes back down to how you decide what you want inside of your life. You decide how you want your life to go. You decide who is able to have access to who you are. You are an amazing being. Let me remind you, you're God's mother greatest creation. God created you like there's no other like you. You know what I'm trying to say? If you look at your fingerprint, you're the only person who has that fingerprint. Listen, if that don't tell you how freaking special you are, I don't know what else you need to show you how special you are. You are God's greatest creation. You are amazing. If you're listening to this, you're a woman. You are a queen. You are an empress. You are a goddess, okay? If you're listening to this, you're a man. You're a king. You guys are destined for greatness, but we as God's children need to invite that into our mind, into our heart, to stand in that reality and understand who we are, so we don't allow, you know, these other people who come inside of our lives to lessons to stay more than when they're supposed to stay. Some people are meant to just be inside of your life as a season for you to learn, for you to elevate, to become a better version of yourself. They're not meant to stay in your life forever. And nobody is ever in your life forever, because people die, shit happens. And you know what I mean? You can't control the outside world, but what you can control is your inner world. You can't control what you allow inside of your inner world. You are in control of your happiness. You are in control of what happens inside of your life. You and you alone. And when you start taking accountability of that and you start saying positive things about yourself, you start seeing the red flags of other people, you start setting healthy boundaries and understanding your value and understanding your worth, and not allowing everybody and anybody, Tom, Dick, and Harry to have access to you. Trust and believe, you will find a power inside of yourself where you will stand up and you will attract better. You will let go of shit that no longer serves you, and you will have a power within inside of yourself where you feel like God's child, like you feel like you are that queen or you are that king. Trust, I am personally working on this. I am doing all these things that I don't like to talk about, shit that I haven't experienced. I don't like to talk about shit that I ain't doing. I like to be as real as fuck with y'all and just keep it 100. And I am, and I'm sharing this stuff with y'all because I've been through it, and I'm working on myself in this very moment to feel this power. And if you can hear it through my voice, like, let this energy feed into you so you can feel this power that I am feeling. I want every one of God's children to feel this power within inside themselves, because trust and believe, when you feel this power, man, there ain't nothing that could come towards you that will break you and not allow you to get back up. All right? Thank you so much for listening, y'all. Y'all go check out my YouTube channel. It's Tracy Ann Gobin. Go check out my TikTok. It's Wise Up, Rise Up, NARC. Y'all, I have all these platforms that are helping inspire you, motivate you, uplift you, to keep you growing, keep you becoming the best damn version of yourself today. Go take advantage of it. I love you guys all, and I'll catch you guys again on another episode.